Chapter 12. Victor woke up to a tumbling noise in the middle of the night. He sat up in his bed and heard that someone was clearly looking for something on the ground floor. "Where is it? Where could I possibly have left it?" he heard whispered. "I'm so outside myself." The voice didn't sound like his father's. "Who could it be?" Victor thought to himself. Victor went down the stairs and switched on the light. He saw a sheep coat clod half inside the cupboards in the foyer. Victor, who has been waiting for Sheep Coat Claude to come to town, said hesitantly, "Can I help you?" "Ouch!" said Sheep Coat Claude, who startled and hit his head into the top of the cupboards with a loud knock. "I'm sorry. I didn't mean to scare you," Victor said, trying not to laugh at the lad's clumsiness. "I can't find the map," said Sheep Coat Claude, and turned back to the cupboards. "I can't find my way without the map." "Where did you last see it?" asked Victor carefully. Sheep Coat Claude said thoughtfully. "Good question. Maybe at your friend John's house." "Do you know John?" asked Victor, surprised. "Of course I know John. We all know John. Just like we all know Elsa and all the other kids. If you are nice and good, we will give you something beautiful in your shoe, which you put in the window. However, if you are naughty, then we will give you an old potato. Don't you know the rules?" Of course Victor knew the rules. He stepped back and felt that he had stepped on something. "Look what I found. A map of all of Iceland. Could this be your map?" Victor asked. "This is it," Sheep Coat Claude said, most pleased, and took the map from Victor. "Thank you so much, my friend. Now I can find my way again," he said before rushing out the door.